Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru. Ever feel like you're drowning in to-do lists, with deadlines looming over you like a swarm of angry bees? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into the trenches of procrastination and learning how to set those goals that actually stick. Because let's be real, who wants to spend their days feeling overwhelmed and behind the eight ball? Procrastination isn't just laziness, folks. It's often a sneaky monster hiding behind fear, perfectionism, or even plain overwhelm. You know, you set that goal, maybe it's writing that novel, learning a new language, or finally tackling that home renovation project. But then bam, doubt creeps in, excuses pile up faster than dirty laundry, and suddenly you're binge-watching reality TV instead of conquering the world. Sound familiar? But don't worry, because I'm here to help you break free from those chains of procrastination and build a life where goals are met, not just dreamt about. Today's 5 key takeaways will be your secret weapon against procrastination. Number 1. Ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. It's like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops, ambitious, sure, but doomed for disaster. Instead, break down those big goals into smaller, manageable chunks. Want to write a novel? Awesome. Start with outlining a chapter, then focus on writing that first scene. It's all about celebrating those small victories along the way. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, folks. Number 2. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is procrastination's best friend. It whispers lies like, it has to be perfect, or, I'm not good enough. Newsflash. Nobody's perfect, and that's okay. Done is better than perfect. Aim for progress, not perfection. Remember that first draft isn't going to win a Pulitzer Prize, it's just the stepping stone to something amazing. Number 3. Find your prime time. Are you a morning person or a night owl? We all have those times when our energy and focus are at their peak. Schedule those important tasks for when you're buzzing with motivation. Trying to write an essay at 2 a.m. after a night of Netflix binging? Yeah, that's not gonna end well. Number 4. Make it fun. Find ways to inject joy into your work. Listen to your favorite music while cleaning, learn something new through an online course you find engaging, or challenge yourself with a game-like app designed for productivity. Remember, if it feels like a chore, you're less likely to stick with it. Number 5. Celebrate your wins. Every small step forward deserves recognition. Treat yourself to that coffee you love, take a walk in the park, or simply bask in the glow of accomplishment. Celebrating your wins keeps you motivated and reminds you that progress is happening, even when it feels slow. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who wants to finally start that online business she's been dreaming about for years. She has all these amazing ideas, but every time she sits down to work on her website or marketing plan, she gets distracted by social media, laundry piles up, and suddenly it's 2 a.m. Sound familiar? Sarah realizes she needs to break things down. Instead of trying to launch the entire business overnight, she sets small, achievable goals. Researching a specific niche for 1 hour every day, creating a basic website outline each week, and connecting with 2 potential customers online per month. Suddenly, it feels less overwhelming and more manageable. She also finds an online course on e-commerce that keeps her engaged and learning, making the process feel more rewarding than a chore. See? By applying those key takeaways, breaking down goals, embracing imperfection, finding her prime time, and celebrating small wins, Sarah starts to build momentum. The fear of procrastination fades away as she witnesses real progress happening. So, remember everyone, conquering procrastination is about shifting your mindset, taking action, and celebrating every step forward. Don't let those someday goals become distant dreams. Start today, break it down, make it fun, and watch yourself achieve the amazing things you set out to do. Now go out there and conquer your day. And if this episode resonated with you, be sure to share it with a friend who might need some inspiration too. Until next time, keep those goals in sight and remember, you've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.